For the last several months, you and I have been listening to Jesus speak to crowds. He did the famous Sermon on the Mount. He provided them when he was in a boat and they were on the beach. So all these months, he has been speaking to large crowds of people. In today's reading, he withdraws from that, and he sits down with his 12 disciples, who we know who they are. And he talks to them and uses the parables that we just read. So just Jesus and the 12. And now us. Now what's happening here? First of all, let's say something about parables. I said a little before. In the New Testament, Jesus has 40 parables. Okay, there are 40 parables. So you take the opportunity and read them through. And in each one, he uses, as he did today, fish and the seeds, etc. And he allowed people to begin to absorb the things around them and use them to help them make decisions. So today we're going to talk about how we make decisions. And of course, the reason we're doing that is, first of all, that's what we should be doing. We should be taking into our lives those issues, those circumstances that are going to affect us. And also, for us in the church, help us create communities that have character, that have persons in them. We don't think about that, do we? We don't stop and think, you know, I think I'll go to Harvard. And let's check in the Bible and see what it says about Harvard. That's not the way it really works, you see. And so these lessons today, I think, are significant, especially the two. The two with the treasure and the pearl are the shortest parables of Jesus. Those are the shortest two. There's a lot of question about why they're so short. The others are long. You know the parables of the man going from one place to another, he's beaten up, nobody takes care of him, etc. Well, that parable, let's just talk for a minute. What's the decision-making piece of that parable? You should help others, right? You see what happens? Jesus uses these wonderful stories, uses Route 81, where nobody stops to pick up the bus. And says, that's what we should be doing. So that's how you make the decision, and that's how you act it out. When it comes to our own decision making about who we are, what is our character, how do we deal with other people, do we feel satisfied about who we are, and are we in love with God? It's as simple as that. That's why we're here. We're here to learn how to do that. And let's look at those two about treasure. The first is a man, a poor man, goes out, plows, and boom, he finds a treasure. It's amazing. There he is, all of a sudden. So what does he do? He has to make a decision. Is he going to get it and run away? Or is he going to go? And he doesn't want anybody to know about it. He needs to make a decision about what is going to mean in his life. Okay? So what he does is he goes, get money, he goes to the local bank, He goes, he borrows money from his father-in-law, and he buys a whole field. See the decision-making in that process? Very easy. So what happens is, then, all of a sudden, he gets his treasure, he pulls it out, it's now his, he goes, and he is now perceived as a rich man. Tevye,
you see,
and there it is. His decision-making created in him something that he wasn't before, but is now highly regarded.
Boom. Simple as that, right?
There it is. So, on Sunday, we say to ourselves, what do we do? What is it that we give up? And how do we project ourselves to the people around us? What is the treasure that we have? We may call it a gift. What is the character that you have? I have a great ability to write music. You see what happens, and then you give it away. Same way with the man with the pearl. Here's this merchant. Spends all of his time going to antique shops. And lo and behold, you know, after he's done all Bradford County, lo, he finds pearl! Oh my gosh! And what is he doing? Finds it immediately. See the decision-making process? And it changes. It changes people. Pause. Now how do we enter into it? The first thing is, what is Jesus telling his disciples? He is going to be sending them out. That's the whole thing. He is going to help them make decisions about what they're going to be when they go out into the world as this new thing called Christians. What is it going to be? What is it they're going to have to give up? What do you have to give up to become a part of the community? In St. Paul, what is it that we have to do to live together? We first have first the disciples look and they thought, but that's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did. He gave up working in the woodmaker shop with Joseph. He went out. And what did he do? He became one of God. He became an attendant preacher. He was happy he had to go out and be one. He had to be not well received by the local rabbis. He had to make a decision about that. He had to make a decision whether he was going to fight with the Romans. Was he going to become part of the bandits, you see? And he chose not to do that. Jesus chose that was not the way that he was going to change the world by doing away with Caesar Augustus. Now friends, we're faced with decision making all the time, aren't we? Sometimes it's large, sometimes it's small. But you know what? It gathers up in us. And we're reminded of God, that of the God, love that God makes for us, that puts into place the things that are going to help us find a great treasure and be a great treasure to the people in the world around you. That's the point. Make the decision that makes you the treasure. And there are going to be the times that it ain't going to work. Jesus found that out, didn't he? It didn't work. But what God did was to bring Jesus into that place. And we now know great value of Jesus. Now, I don't want to make this sound like a time for children in church school. It isn't. But sometimes it's good, friends, to rethink in our minds how we make decisions. What are the elements that we need to do that? What is the treasure that we're carrying in church school? And the last and important part is, do we become a part of the community that we call the church? Is that what we have to, aside from reading the lesson, beautiful, by the way, using your talents to do not only that, but to create a wonderful, caring community that witnesses to the world that we are followers of Jesus. So we've got a couple more months left in this part of the year to think that through. And I'll be back in August to check in with you.